This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM. Hi there, everyone. I'm Coral Reef, here today on the Cosmos and Kuzma Show. You've been listening to John McLaughlin the last 15 minutes from his album, My Goals Beyond. And I thought I would get that in there before I introduce my guests today. I'll be interviewing two guests, and in the studio with me is Christine Jones, who is coming to talk about Home Solutions Institute .org is where you can find on the website. And Christine is an active member of the community Santa Cruz. She's lived here 28 years. She's been an independent home business owner, as well as having worked for the County of Santa Cruz in the Human Resources Services Department. She volunteers for community service organizations and has been a spiritual leader of Indigenous thought and prayer for over 20 years. So today, Christine, welcome. How are you? Oh, just wonderful. We want to talk about this exciting new Home Solutions Institute, which really isn't brand new, but as you all know, sometimes things are introduced, in a softer way, like on the internet. And we'll be talking to the founder of Home Solutions approximately 15 more minutes when he calls in. His name is Andy. And could you tell me, Christine, a little bit about Home Solutions? I mean, I know it's a nonprofit. It's geared toward education, mentoring special needs communities such as seniors and the disabled, veterans, and nonprofits that earn ongoing and sustainable income.
On helping specific need communities to successfully find their tools, resources, and mentors who will help them benefit from having their own home-based businesses. Home Solutions Institute focuses only on businesses and people who maintain a high level of ethics, and then focuses on our shared desire within the community to put those people first in their own community. The key goal of our educational community at Home Solutions Institute is to help people experience the advantage of home-based business development so they can either create successful growing businesses with their resources or use the information that they learn to get from building their business to pursue their next business development. The success of the Home Solutions Institute community is based upon our passion for your passion. I wanted to mention that we're having an open house on September 24th in Scotts Valley. It's from 5 until 8 o'clock. And we're also having an open house on September 26th, which is Saturday, from 10 until noon. And I'll speak more about that in a few minutes. It's a great opportunity to come learn what the Home Solutions Institute is. And one of the mottos that we have is that together we can change the face of consumerism. No longer looking at where we can save a dollar, but where we can help others make a dollar. Change a life, support a family, a veteran, a disabled, a senior. Look on the web now for homesolutionsinstitute.org.
Yeah, and I did look on the website at homesolutions.org, and it's very neatly laid out, and it has quite a few places where you can ask questions interactively. You can press buttons there. You can decide which place you belong so that you can act accordingly and fill in the right blanks, etc. And I wondered if, Christine, if this is a good area for web-based businesses. Does Home Solutions support that kind of business?
Home Solutions Institute is a web-based nonprofit business itself, being nonprofit. And it really is geared more towards internet businesses. However, the resources and the tools involved with Home Solutions Institute and the education surrounding what we produce for you is usable in a regular home-based business where you're keeping books and going out and building dolls or running an internet business from home. And the real basis is supporting home-based businesses. And yes, it greatly supports internet-based businesses. And all of our information is available through the internet.
Now, what if I or anyone wanted to start a Pizza Hut franchise, or if you wanted to sell your own art? How would Home Solutions help you?
Well, that's very sweet. I might not know the answer to that question, but if you were actually going to start a Pizza Hut franchise, we actually would hope that you would go through the first five steps of discovering for sure what your passion is. If you're already employed, what is it that's holding you back from leaving the job that you're in? We have a series of steps that we guide and direct you for self-education, self-realization, self-fulfillment. Then in all reality, we could do some backup support for you, but if you were going to start a standard franchise that's an eatery that is well known across the country, you would be very engrossed in their program. You would be putting up thousands and thousands of dollars to purchase into the franchise. And then you would be learning and studying and growing through the development programs that for instance, the name of the pizza business that you mentioned.
Yeah.
If you wanted to sell your home art, if you were an artist in your home making art and your home is decorated with art and everyone that comes over says you should really do this professionally or get yourself in an art gallery, that sort of thing, Home Solutions Institute does have a variety of information on their website. They do offer mentors also. It's all nonprofit. You can register for free. You can access the information for free. And it would help you do some basic business outlay. If you had a mentor, the mentor would help you do some of your marketing outlay. Just get the fundamentals set up for you and then, you know, help you evaluate your progress as you go along and develop your own success.
Oh, that's very well put together. I'm concerned if you're getting enough volume there. All right. Well, now that we're down here in our, you know, pirate studios here, and
it's quite the pirate ship down here.
yeah. And there might be some action going on all around us. We don't know if it's going to affect our show, but just a little noise happening outside.
You know, Coral, I'd like to tell you a little bit about some of the choices of why Home Solutions Institute wants to help people. And,
sure.
And maybe how people could benefit themselves by considering the resources, considering owning a home-based business. The first level of what is considered is the changing economic dynamics in our country right now, in our country, in our state, in our community, in our cities, in our homes. Corporations are downsizing. The economy is fluctuating. There's ballooning foreclosures, increased travel costs. The population's looking for a stable income and a way to reduce their own debt. So our government was initially set up for home-based businesses when we first had a government organization happen. All businesses were home-based businesses. They were not corporate entities. And of course, our country has grown. The population has grown. Our method of commerce has grown. The way of doing business has changed. But what's happening right now is a lot of breakdown, and people want to feel a little bit more controlled.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have you answer my phone because that's one of our guests wanting to call in right now.
Okay. He won't be able to use this phone to call in.
Can you just talk to him for a minute?
But I'll see what he has to say here.
All right. And I'm just going to keep talking to all of you out there. So when you have a home-based business, particularly if it's an internet business, you have the global marketplace in your living room. Running a business at home is not a new concept, but the tools to operate it have been revolutionized by the pervasive reach of the internet. Consumers are flocking to the internet to request information, purchase products. They're flocking to the internet to chat, to publish thoughts, to publish ideas, to publish music. And The internet is the largest and most trusted marketplace of the world. It operates 24/7, it's in your living room, and it's simple to use. The dramatic growth in home businesses has been inspired by the realization that assets you already have. You have many assets just being the person that you are. And Home Solutions Institute would really like you to supersize your assets. We'd like to teach you how to use your skills and your experience, your home, and your network of family and friends. Everything can be leveraged to create a powerful platform for a successful business enterprise. The goal with Home Solutions Institute is to produce and introduce to you a business that complements your skills and captures your imagination. We can demonstrate how your home will deliver multiple cost savings and tax benefits. We'll help build you a team of resources to maximize your potential. And we'll provide continuing education and the results of your ongoing research. So, Coral, have you ever run a home-based business?
I have tried, Christine, and I just wonder, you know, about some people's passion or their desire or how that affects it. Does that overcome your lack of business know-how?
Yes. Sometimes it's not quite so easy. I would like to say, though, that Home Solutions Institute will help you learn very basic skills in order to start a business and manage it very effectively. Home Solutions Institute, because we help the disabled, seniors, nonprofits, returning veterans, single moms, people who are really looking for some additional income, we don't expect them to be really seriously business savvy. So, yes, we teach fundamentals, but we also help you find your passion. We really, really, really want you to know how to resource what's inside of you. What gets you excited every day when you get up out of bed? How do you want to serve the planet, serve your community? What gets your imagination going? What puts a smile on your face? What can you say yes to? And Home Solutions Institute has some ebook articles that they've produced, that we've produced as a community, that help you realize and learn that.
Hey, Christine, I'm not to interrupt, but...
Please interrupt me.
Andy, the founder, is on the line.
He is.
Would you like to have him on the air now? I assume you're ready.
Let me just tell the audience one thing. Hey, audience, Andy, who is the founder of Home Solutions Institute, he's so amazing, and he's here to share his story about why it got started and share with you all of his wise wisdom. And he's a very good speaker, and he's very amazing and intelligent and a lot of fun. So here we go.
Andy, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing great. Go ahead. And Andy, we've been talking about the business that you started around 5 years ago, Home Solutions, and we've been talking about the website. Christine's been informing us how it can help people, and we'd like to know more about how you started it and what your intention, what your involvement is, and what's going on with it right at this moment.
Oh, great. Well, it really started, like Christine talked about 5 years ago. And I was exiting high tech, and I had a lot of marketing and sales information because we're trying to figure out what was going to go on in the future and what kind of things were going to take place. They're talking about, you know, refrigerators that were going to connect to the internet and devices that were going to connect to the internet. And one of the things that was really apparent that was happening at the time, 5 years ago, was that they believed that retail sales were going to decline and more business was going to be done by home businesses. And I thought that was interesting. So when I left the high-tech industry, I said, that's very interesting. I'd love to get into that. And I started doing research into home-based businesses. So, Coral, have you ever done that? Have you ever researched?
Oh, me? Oh, well, I'm here to interview you. So I was just telling... Anyway, I was telling Christine that that I have tried several times. And, you know, I'm more of an artist. And I want to know, how could you help an artist or musician?
Well, the way that you'd be able to use art tools to help an artist and musician is really by using a low cost of entry business as an incubator.
And what is that?
You could enter one of these low-cost of entry incubators. We call them personal franchises. Mm-hmm. Most people that start a business, they go a couple different routes. They might go to SCORE. They might go to Cabrillo. They might try to take some classes. And those all teach you theory, but they won't teach you the hands-on that's needed to run a business. So one of the best ways that we've found to do that is by starting a low-cost of entry. We call them personal franchises. A low-cost of entry business you get into, and use that as an incubator to learn from. Learn how to build partnerships. Learn why you shouldn't do it by yourself. Find out why you should find your passion first before you get into any business. And how do you find partners? So you use a low-cost of entry business to learn all those skills and the techniques to run a business.
So you're there to help people find their passion and at first.
Absolutely. In my experience in working years in the Valley, the people succeed are the ones that do what they love and love what they do.
Well, I'd like to interject. I actually know Coral personally a little bit, and she's really a fabulous artist. And she has an amazing passion for art. And going from being an artist to putting that into the world and resourcing an income from it is, for her, the Grand Canyon. It would be for me, too, quite frankly. And I just want to reiterate, Andy, that what I heard you say is that one of the ways that we would suggest for a path for her would be to take on a small internet-type business, maybe not internet, but most likely an internet business, and use it as an incubator to develop her own business skills, learn some fundamentals of having a business, something that she's not emotionally tied into as much, such as art projects would be. And once she developed her skills and resources, then she would feel more confident to stretch out, leap out, jump out, and market her own art. Am I on track with that, Andy?
Yes, you are. And I think one of the things also is what we call the power of three. Mm-hmm. Most successful businesses are not done by themselves. There usually takes a team of people to run a business and a partnership. So that's mm-hmm. something that you can also learn in a very low-cost entry business to figure out if that's even something you're interested in or not interested. It's a lot easier to spend $500, $1,000, $2,000 on learning those skills than to go at it with no experience, no hands-on, and try to attempt that. And usually most people spend a lot more money than that in just learning.
I know for myself of having engaged in several marketing programs and courses over the last 20 years or so that just in small office supplies at home, which can be very nominal fees, but purchasing education, purchasing software, purchasing programs, purchasing media in order to learn and grow skills that I didn't already have can be really quite amazingly expensive.
So how do you monitor the cost of this? You are a nonprofit. How do you get enough volunteers to work where you're for you or for this business?
For the nonprofit that we're running?
Yes.
Our nonprofit, actually, the way that me and the other board members have set it up is to try to serve many. Yeah. So we've automated a lot of the processes. So if you were to go in and look through our services and decide that you would like to use a low-cost of entry business as an incubator to learn from, we help you find your passion, find a business that might be within that passion, and then you pick it. We help you do the due diligence, and we help you pick the right business for you. So when you go through that steps, that's where you learn how to do a business plan. We give you an example, very simple. But most of that is all automated. It's all systematized. Our intent in the very beginning, especially right now with so many people, thousands of people looking for ways to make money, we wanted to make a system that was duplicatable and efficient.
Duplicatable? Did I hear you right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we could put it over multiple systems. We've been talking to the Veterans Administration, disabled vets, the Department of Aging in the state of California, And those are the kinds of people that we want to give back to. There's a lot of people that are homebound,
yeah,
that don't know what to do. I mean, they hear all these things going about eBay. They hear all these opportunities, but they feel they're stuck at home. Reality says there's actually more opportunities now if they can find the right one to solve their problem through the home right now.
There's more opportunities when you feel stuck at home to get out of home, out of your home, or just to not feel stuck.
Not to feel stuck.
Okay.
I mean, with technology, there's so much available now with the internet, the telephone system, and distribution of products over the internet that you can get involved in that you can all do from your home.
Andy, I wanted to, this is Christine, obviously, I wanted to interject that the grandpa in our family is 80-something, between 80 and 85, and he went to the community senior citizen over in Campbell, which is on over in the San Jose area, to take a computer course to learn how to, you know, do email and use a computer, and that was a really big step for him. He said that the class was mostly designed for seniors, but it was so full. The classes were full for the whole spring, summer, winter, fall. There's not even openings. And that many, many, many older people who have more often shied away from learning communication and technology, I feel personally that there are a lot of those people who are being more engaged. And also technology can be easy for people. I think it's part of how they learn, or partly the technology, the electronic equipment that they have. For instance, I'll give you an instance. It's not a computer thing, but cell phones can be the kind of cell phone that you can text message on, you can send documents with, you can take photos and videos and blah, 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 blah. Or you can have a cell phone that dials the numbers that you need to call, period, with big, big numbers. And what I found with the elderly people, particularly, and disabled people, actually, and some disabled people, they want it to be simple, but they want to be able to do it at home and not get frustrated and be able to educate and learn and grow themselves just the way that you're talking. And the technology part is a little bit of the hump there. Do you have anything to say about that?
Well, the technology's changing a great deal. I mean, just 20 years ago, what it was like to use a computer. Today,
yep,
there's so many people trying to solve that problem. Well, the largest growing community is the baby boomers, right?
Right.
So that's what's driving that technology spin, is making things more easy and simple to use for the aging community and also the disabled community.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see a lot of things. Voice activations getting much, much better in the last couple of years. They perceive that they're going to have that technology really, really tuned in the next year. So you won't even have to type things into a computer. You'll be able to talk to it. And if you're not comfortable with a computer, you'll be able to talk to your TV or through your cell phone.
That's pretty great, huh? I would love to have voice-activated software that works really well for me.
It is. Now, you got it. I have an uncle that's 86 years old that lives up in a place called Dobbins, which is up in the hills. And 10 years ago, when he was like in his mid-70s, he was very adamant about technology and how frustrating it was and how hard it was to get going. Well, he's 86 years old, and he just sent me an email a couple weeks ago with his new blog.
Oh, that's very exciting.
So he's got his blog set up. He's got his own website.
That's awesome.
So he's 86 years old. There's a lot of people who think, well, I don't know. He just has a reason. He understands why. He has something he wants to get done. And that's why people use these tools, right?
Right.
And he's engaged himself. And once he did it with WordPress, he said that wasn't hard at all.
That's really great. Well, I do personally find I have several internet businesses happening at the same time right now. And I am very busy at home, and I love it because I can work at home. I can take my time learning things on the internet if I'm a little bit slow, or learning things actually with my computer if I'm a little bit slow at it. But it's at my own pace, and I can be in my jammies. I can take breaks whenever I want. I can work as early as I want or as late as I want. And having engaged for myself in the arena in which we're discussing at-home solutions as a product for the larger community, I love it. I just can't imagine not wanting to go there, really, quite frankly. I guess I didn't have a
better thing to say about that, but I was excited. And, you know, I was looking at, changing the subject only slightly, I'm looking at our open house flyer here in front of me, and I did announce before you called in that there's a open house for Home Solutions Institute. It's in Scotts Valley. It's next week on September 24th, which is a Thursday from 5 until 8 p.m., and on Saturday on September 26th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And I'd like to give the address now and be reminded to do it a couple more times before we leave today. And it's at 230 Mount Hermon Road, Kings Village Plaza, Suite 211. And we'll have signs and guides out there to direct you to the correct suite. And that's in Scotts Valley. And there's a phone number to call if you are interested in speaking with someone on the phone and learning more about the Open House or Home Solutions Institute in general. And that telephone number is 831-216-1075. And I was wondering, Andy, could you tell us more exciting news about the Open House, please?
Actually, I was going to ask you, did you tell them about the events that we're going to have there?
I haven't told them yet, but I would be really happy to do that. There's going to be two different events there. I'm very excited. There's going to be an interactive seminar and workshop, Building a Home-Based Business Personal Franchise with Social Media. And that is on Thursday, September 24th at 6, and then again on Saturday, September 26th at 11. And the other seminar and workshop session is titled Helping Nonprofits, Schools, and Organizations Build Ongoing Revenue. And that presentation will be Thursday evening, September 24th at 7 p.m. And this is the HomeSolutionsInstitute.org open house. So we're going to be having interactive workshops. We're going to be having educational programs. We're going to have quite a few of the mentors there and part of the, as much of the community as able to come that constitutes Home Solutions Institute. So you can ask questions, you can meet us, you can interact, you can have fun. And there's another really cool thing that's happening before I turn it back over to you, Andy, is that there's a photographer, Jesse Gabriel Photography. He's going to be there to take sharp professional photographs for your own personal or business use. There is a $40 fee. However, the proceeds go to as a donation to help fund the HSI, the Home Solutions Institute programs. All right, now it's up to you.
Yeah, you know, I am. That's one I wanted to get my uncle to, the social media.
Uh-huh.
I cannot get my uncle, who's 86 years old, to set up a Facebook account. He goes, why would I want everyone to know me or find me? They know where I am. So we're explaining to him why it's an easier way to communicate with people very effectively.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had an 86-year-old grandpa in Nebraska, and he couldn't figure out why we would actually leave the town of 500 and go 3 hours to Denver, Colorado, just to get a change of pace. He couldn't relate. So look how far I've come. I came from Nebraska, and I'm on the radio with you. Anyway, I'm really having a really good time here with Coral and speaking with you, Andy. I was wondering if you'd help me go over the six stages that we help people sort through to look at maybe how they would discover who they are and what their passion is and how they would find a business. Would you like to do that with me?
Sure.
Well, I pulled this off of our own information. So the first one is really looking at if you are employed, looking at your job, looking at the career that you did choose, looking at what keeps you there, looking at why you stay there by choice and why you stay there by the sense of slavery. Like, I know I had a job for a long time and part of me loved it and part of me hated it, but the truth is I was tied to the paycheck. So I think
there's nothing wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong with that. Paychecks are actually a really good thing, and there's so many fewer people who have them these days. So, but what's really cool about the Home Solutions Institute information that is scattered about the website and ebooks and articles that are produced is that it when I read through it personally, just as for my own education, I realized that it just really helped me realize, well, if I'm in a job, which I'm currently not, but I am self-employed, And what do I like? What do I don't like? What am I willing to give up? What are the risks? That sort of thing. And, you know, a lot of people actually don't even know how to start asking themselves those questions.
It's amazing how many people I talk to that it takes a good 45 minutes of conversation to find out what they're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
We've been so, with the economy and everything else going on around us, we've really focused a lot on money and success through money.
Right.
And so we focus a little bit too much on the money side and not what makes us happy side, what makes us, you know, feel good when we put our head down on the bed at night. And that's, I think that's the first stage. There's some books that were written, 10 years ago about how people were going to have multiple careers in, you know, the year 2000. And they were talking back in 1995, year 2000, about how you're going to have multiple streams of income. You can't base it on one. So all those things are true. They're all coming true today. But the easiest way to navigate through those, a job or a business, and it all starts with what you love to do. Would you agree?
I would agree with that. I myself, even though I've had jobs and I've also been self-employed, I have a very varied history, but I have actually never had something I didn't totally love, which isn't all that common in the larger picture. You know, like I've had relatives and friends and other members of my extended family who had jobs that they went to, maybe even software techies. What is their name? Software techies. But anyway, you know, they go and they actually kind of like what they do, but they are isolated in a cubicle all day. And 5 years later, they realize they're very socially cut off from, and then they don't love their job anymore because they're really just interacting with a computer. And even though they're really very good at it, it's not all they want in their life. I've always had people, I've just always had great, amazing things to do in my life. I can't say I've always made a lot of money doing it, but I've always had a lot of passion behind it, which is easy and lucky for me. And so I guess I'd like to say I'm definitely agreeing with you and what you did say, Andy, that finding a person's passion, knowing if they have the passion behind what they're doing or what would make them passionate, is a very big step in personal freedom.
It is, and I think that's why we start right there. That's step one, is realizing that life gets a lot better if you can figure that out.
That's true. So I have Coral here. I'm going to ask her what her passion is.
Oh, okay. And I did want to let everyone know that this is Free Radio 101.1 FM, and I'm interviewing Christine Jones and Andy from homesolutions.org. Andy, I would like, if you want to give out your last name and your phone number, and we can have people also get in touch with you about your open house.
Absolutely. My name is Andrew Van Valer, and the website, my number is 831-216-1075.
Great.
And, of course, you can go to homesolutionsinstitute.org to get more information as well.
It's an awesome website.
Yeah, I went there. And I guess my passion is I like people. It's hard, you know, I like people one-on-one, more or less. I like creating music and expressing it that way, expressing myself through music. I like the energy involved in that. And I have been a latent artist, and I do like to, you know, create things. I'm not, you know, real professional. I do have some art entered at the county fair right now and won some awards in it, but...
Awesome.
I also like playing music, and, you know, that's more it, singer, composer. So if I could get my songs published, if I could, you know, some of them I'm willing to share, and I know there's lots of websites to do that on, but I don't want to take away what you're going to talk about. So there are avenues for musicians on online and websites and things, so... let me see if I had any questions I wrote down. On some of the things on your website, so it does say if what you do with the best hours of your day is not also the thing you're passionate about, so you're supposed to stop. So what do you mean by that? You stop and confront yourself, or confront the facts?
Stop and confront the facts and take an action to fix it. But Coral, you know, you segued almost right into our step two.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Because you are a perfect example. You have a passion for music. You have a passion for people. You have a passion for the arts.
Yes.
But I can tell on the phone, there was excitement when you talked about that. The second we started talking about, oh, and there's sites where I can go, you know, publish this, your energy dropped 20-fold.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm still learning how to do that, and technologically, I could use some help.
So here's what we teach. You can either spend all the time and your energy and go and try to do that. And lots of people do, and many people are successful at it. But at the same time, if you look at the current small business trends, most of the businesses don't make it, don't have partnerships.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
That's not a skill you have. That's not good nor bad. It's not right nor wrong. It's just a skill you don't have yet. So what mm-hmm. we teach is that you would go out and fulfill your passion by helping somebody else fulfill theirs. There's somebody out there that loves marketing, that loves sales. They just don't have a product. They don't have a person that can represent it.
Well, that's kind of funny to me, but I know that what you're saying is absolutely true.
And that's step two, if I'm not wrong, Christine.
That's correct.
It's trying to figure out what you're good at, what your skill assessment is, finding somebody else, right? Now, between those two people, that you know, that's your passion, you find somebody that's in sales and marketing. Well, there's a third component of the business, and that's really running the business. That's the financial side.
So that's fine.
Let's see, if I asked you, Coral, would you love to do the book? You'd probably go, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. What books? Right.
Exactly. So that's the other thing, is there's just certain components in a business, and every business has them. You figure out what you need, and there's a workbook on our Home Solutions Institute, but you can go through it, and it helps you figure out what are those skill sets, what are you good at,
and do you need help?
Where you need help, and the ones you need help on, which one? It goes through a questionnaire, and they'll say, do I want to hire that out? Well, that's expense. Or to find a partner that will build the business with me.
All right. And callers, you could try calling in to this other number, 469-3119. If it works, it works. And you'll be able to hear Andy and Christine and myself at the same time. And you can ask a question. This is Free Radio, 101.1 FM.
Could you tell us that number again, Coral?
Yes, it's 831-469-3119. And we're here, and so far, nothing's come through the walls. We're all safe and sound down here and still talking and really enjoying it.
There's been some carpenters on the premises, and they're gluing wood right now. And if we start giggling really hard, you need to tell us.
Getting a little affected.
It's a little wild. But go ahead, Andy. What were you going to say?
Some glue or something.
Well, that's actually one of the biggest stumbling blocks most, I'll call them entrepreneurs or small business people have, is step two. If we can get them through step one, they can get excited.
Right.
They see the vision. They don't stay up at night. They're like, oh, my gosh, I got to get this done. It's exciting. Step two is a bigger hurdle for them.
I know that step two is always even a big hurdle for me, because I know what I'm good at and I know what I need help with. And I'm not usually in a position where I'm just free to purchase help, you know, like pay wages to someone to do that part of my help. And so I just like to say that I almost always find a way to create a solution, but it takes a longer time. And I've learned to be patient with the process, not to expect to climb the mountain in a week or travel the world in a day. And to know that if I have other people partnering with me based on their passion and they're going to do a part, and I'm going to do a part. So maybe there's three or four of us. That it might go swiftly, but chances are we're also feeding in from the rest of our lives. Like maybe we saw part-time jobs, or maybe we have something that's a little more lucrative, and so we're balancing those things together to create a whole. And I love the process, and it takes focus. I'm just going to say that about myself anyway.
Well, here's the exciting thing. Okay. That's what entrepreneurs do. There's no difference between a very large company and a small company.
Oh, nice.
The same process. Now, people get limited thinking, right?
Right.
People go, well, I can't afford somebody. Well, that's really not what we're talking about.
That's right.
We're actually talking about a joint venture where, like, Coral goes out on Craigslist or many other services right now and says, hey, I'm an artist. I've got some great music you can listen to. I have some art that you can come check out. I'm looking for somebody who can help me sell and market my product on the internet or through something. And you put a proposition out. Doesn't cost you anything, but they share in the revenue. Now, that's another stumbling block some people have. They go, whoa, share in the revenue?
Why is that?
I'm sorry?
I was wondering, why do they stumble over that?
Because they want to hold it themselves. They don't have money. They need money. Or they're trying to grow something, so they feel that they want to hold on more of it for themselves. So my question to them usually is, how much is 100% of zero? And they go, zero. I said, okay, so let's get a really great sales and marketing person that gets you $5,000 a month. What's 60% of that? And they go, oh, I get the point.
Uh-huh.
And we help people overcome those obstacles. Because, again, when you can partner like that, just look at the power of that. Now it's just not one person's passion. It's two people's passion. Two people can do a lot more than one person can.
That's true.
And right now, there is so much opportunity. There's thousands of people out there either looking for a plan B. They don't have a job, so they're looking for a plan A. Or they're looking for something just to supplement the income because they don't work for it all. They've been cut back 20 hours or 10 hours a week or cut one day. They're just looking for that little extra income. And those aren't just menial people. Those are people that have passions and have skills. Let's go back in Michigan. There are tons of people who are very financial literate and very sales and marketing literate that are looking for things. And you can easily access those people.
That's true. So we've come three steps in this process. Where are we going to the next step? Is that the find your team or start your business?
Well, the find your team, and really our stuff is really focused on using a low cost of entry personal franchise. And the ones we use in that point are a lot of the direct sales businesses that are on the internet. Mm-hmm. The company produces a great product, they've got all the marketing stuff, and the sales arm, and some of the marketing is done by distributors or reps.
Right.
And when you get in that situation, and it's true of any business, if you're going to go find a sales and marketing team, it's important to know who you're working with. Who are they? What have they done? What's their success been like? One of the things, when I was doing one of my other startups, where you can find out a technique to find out how interested or how much they believe in you, is to ask them to put their free time in and not get paid for it for a period of time.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. I think people have to show where they're at by giving. And the more you give, the more everyone gets, and it's all about sharing anyway in the end. Relationships is what I think life is about, and it's what you take with you.
Oh, absolutely, and that's why social marketing and networking and everything else is really on the rise. And there's a video, and I don't think it's on our home solution site. It's on some of our other sites, and I'll see if I can put it on there, that talks about where social media is going and why it's going that way. People trust, they're looking for trusted sources, and those trusted sources are people they know.
That's true.
And how much you trust yourself enough to get to know people.
That's right. I mean, now we all know that sales and marketing can be evil. Right? A good sales and marketing person can spin the slightest of truth into the biggest of lies. And that's been going on for years. Well, they take one small thing and make it a big thing. Not good nor bad, right? Not right or wrong. In my own opinion, I think it's unethical in some regard. But people are sick of that. They don't know who to really turn to, so they look to someone who has experience or knowledge in the area.
I noticed that just when I'm out working around it, being around in the world, that people are asking directly, did you ever purchase this? Did you ever try out this? Have you ever had someone come to your home and do this? And they're asking for literal personal referrals, personal resources, personal knowledge from the people that they know. And one of the things that I'm learning about, and I'm slightly new in it, but thanks to Home Solutions Institute, I'm still learning, growing, and getting better, is that my referral base, what I know, what my knowledge is, can, in a social networking site, is available to others, and others are available to me. And so my immediate group gets a lot larger. Isn't that how that works, Andy?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Very sweet. So,
in your team, it's important to know who you're dealing with, their success, why they're doing what they're doing. Are they passionate about what you want them to do? So team is a very important step.
Is that the definition of how to choose a mentor? Knowing someone, what they're about, what they're doing already?
No, that's kind of later in the steps.
Well, at least I asked something that you can explain further when the time comes. When is that step?
The find your mentor step?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. You're doing great, Andy. Thank you for answering all these questions for us. I really appreciate it. I think you have created a brilliant nonprofit organization here. And for me, I'm really honored to be a part of it. And I'm still learning to speak about it smoothly. You know, like I sound like I know what I'm talking about. So, but I love to talk. Everybody knows that. So anyway, could you answer Coral's question for me?
Oh, absolutely. So a mentor, everybody needs somebody that can coach them or work them through the process. If you've never done it before. Right, there's two ways of learning. One is you just boldly go and try to do it yourself and learn by mistakes. Or the second one is you go find someone who's already done it or done something similar and learn from their mistakes so you avoid most of them. So in our process, again, what we teach is find your passion, do your due diligence, find your team. The next one, start your business, is pretty self-explanatory, although we want people to start their business in a business-like manner. And that's important. Maybe we can talk about that later. And then the step that you're asking about, Coral, is a mentor. We try to match people that want to start a business in a certain area. Our focus right now has been in these low cost of entry personal franchises. We have helped some people do other home businesses, but we're finding the niche or the need is through these incubators. We match them with somebody, a mentor, that will help them get their business started. And I think it's really important to get a business started, what I said earlier, in a business-like manner. And what I mean by that is people will do what they're taught, and they'll redo it later, thinking that that's the steps you go through. So in any business, small or large or medium, you do the same steps. So when you start a business in a business-like manner, you create your identity, your entity, right? You get your partners together. You create a joint venture. Then what you do is our mentors help people open a checking account, so it's separate from their personal account. That's amazing how many small businesses don't do that. That are just these small mom and pop are single-person businesses. They mix everything together with their personal finances, and that's really a bad, bad habit. And we can talk about that later if anyone wants to know that. But we teach them, open your checking account, create a very simple, don't make it very complex, very simple business plan, not a 30-page business plan that goes through all the stats and marketing and stuff like that. Just like, I'm opening a business, and this is what I'm opening it for and why I'm doing it, and this is what I expect. 2-3 pages max.
And that goes to who?
That goes to you.
Okay.
You're just receiving help from a mentor that you've helped choose, you know, that you've selected through Home Solutions Institute will help you find a mentor. Okay.
Is that through the database of matching people's abilities? How would that be accomplished?
There are mentors that are offered on the website and in the database. They are mostly for their personal home franchise type of businesses. However, all those people have skills, and again, it's the 6 degrees of separation. If you need something that isn't offered directly, then there's a whole pool of people within that community who's going to know someone who does.
Right.
Correct. That's correct.
That's correct. So that's what a mentor does. A mentor tries to get you, teaches you how to open your business and start it right in a business-like manner.
Okay.
So in your case, Coral, let's say you were going to do your art business. So your mentor would come in and help you. I mean, if I was your mentor, actually, I would probably come into your home and sit there and just have you kind of brainstorm your wildest fantasies so that I know how big it could get. You know, like, are you hoping that it's going to be shown at the New York Metropolitan Museum? Or you have other types of goals? I want to know, what are your wildest fantasies, what you've done in your past? I would really want to take notes and help get all that stuff out of your head and then start evaluating it and looking at little ways that this is a reality. This is something for 5, 10, 15 years down the future. What do we need to do today? For tomorrow, today is tomorrow, you know, do you have a file? Do you have a checking account? If you have a checking account, are you going to have a business credit or debit card that goes with it? And help, if I was your mentor, I would help you break down doable, relatively easy steps for a series of days, maybe a series of weeks, possibly a series of months, depending on the relationship that you build, not only with your mentor, but possibly that power of three, or your an actual team that ends up working with you and for you.
Mm-hmm. Are there requirements that you have for the person getting involved with you, such as their income, where they live, if they don't have an address, if they don't have a phone, or if they're already so successful that, you know, they wouldn't possibly need you? I mean, are there any limitations to your service?
To giving service to people?
Yeah.
Most of the people that we're attracting are from or using our, all our services are on the internet. We don't do any mail. We don't do any in-helm kind of thing. So there are limitations. Most of it's automated on the internet. And in some cases for the mentors, there are private conversations that happen if a mentoree needs some support.
Such as Christine was just saying.
Right. Then we might do something on the phone.
Okay.
But most of it's really automated.
That's true.
What we've also tried to do, Coral, is so many people are overwhelmed with information and they're time-starved. What we've attempted to do is take very complex things and make them very simple so they're actionable within 15 minutes to a half hour a day if you want to start your business.
Okay.
And we feel that's very important. Like one day we'll say, okay, Coral, go out and figure out how to set up your own separate business checking account. It doesn't mean it has to be a business checking account. It could be one of the free, you know, Bank of America personal checking accounts. But go set up your checking account. And that's we ended there.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to contribute to that just around the parameters. So it is true that because HomeSolutionsInstitute.org is a web-based community. Let's say that I know someone who really wants to start an internet business and they don't even know how to use a computer. So it would go back to some of these assessing your skills and your needs. So they may already know of a personal franchise that they really want to be involved with, and they don't know how. They don't even have a computer. So one of the first persons that they need to partner up with is someone who wants to help them learn or do that part for them. Like maybe they have amazing people skills and no computer skills. So when I was thinking about your question and listening to Andy answer it, all those things are true. There isn't parameters as far as income or where you live or really that type. I don't think I want to go any further than that. But there are...
Like that. You know what? The barrier to enter now with the internet, I mean, look at all the senior citizen homes, senior communities, libraries, churches. I mean, here in Scottsdale and Santa Cruz, I can think of hundreds of places that offer free computer education classes and access to computers.
That's it. The outreach to get people even aware and interested in a computer. For example, a homebound, or not homebound, but elderly person who hasn't ever turned one on.
Well, here's one of the things we learned early on in Home Solutions. We felt that the elderly, actually the senior citizens of the elderly community, the people over 70 and were really the target market for Home Solutions. And when we went out and did our market surveys and our market research and went up to Santa Clara and sat at the Senior Citizens Hall up there and another one in San Jose, we quickly found out, Carl, that wasn't our market. Even though sitting here we think that they're the community that needs the most help, they don't. They have, in our research, they have no interest. Most of those individuals want to play bridge. They want to dance. They want to live their life to the fullest, whatever they have left.
Right.
They're cash, and they're going to dwindle that down until it's gone.
Yeah.
That's what we found in our actually being out and talking to people.
Okay, so Andy, this all took place before I knew you or I knew of Home Solutions Institute. So in your test markets, where did you find is your greatest market of the people who really want and need this type of service?
Baby boomers.
Oh, right. You said that before.
Baby boomers. The people that are anywhere from 60 to 70 years old. There's some that are above that. But the ones that have grown up with computers are getting out of the industry. They're getting out of corporate America. And they know computers. They're not afraid of them. They have them in their homes.
Right.
They're not worried about technology. Their retirement got slashed in, 80%. They're looking for additional income. Those are the people that we're finding that are more interested in what we're doing.
That's really great. I wanted to say again that Home Solutions Institute is having an open house. I'm going to be there. Andy's going to be there. We're having two segments of the open house so that people can't come on an evening, could maybe come on a Saturday morning. And they're next week on September 24th, the Thursday evening from 5 to 8. In Scotts Valley, 230 Mount Hermon Road, Suite 211 in the Kings Village Plaza. And then the second one is on Saturday morning from 10 to noon. And it's on the 26th, that's the date, at the same location. And I would just love it if you're listening and you're not interested, maybe you know someone is. Maybe you know a nonprofit who still is looking at how are they going to even stay alive this year with all the funding cuts. HomeSolutionsInstitute.org, if you go to the website, you'll see that there's large communities that are serviced by this organization, and it's powerful, it's beautiful.
Listeners, if you're streaming this program right now, You're tuned in to Free Radio at freakradio.org, where this program can be heard worldwide on the web. So for those of you that would go to the Scotts Valley event, which is a few miles from Santa Cruz, this program is probably not being heard over the air, but you can through your internet hear it at freakradio.org. You can also mail contributions to Freak Radio Santa Cruz at our P.O. Box or by going to the freakradio.org website and using PayPal there. Thank you. So I just wanted to put that in because a lot of our listeners are online.
That's great. Isn't that great? I realized that when I worked at the county building, I definitely saw people listening to radio online as they did their work, and I thought that was so great because we couldn't have radios at our desk, but we could certainly have our earphones plugged into our computers there. So, you know, very nice. All right. So, Andy, what else would you like us to know today?
No, one of the things that comes to mind is I wanted people to know that really Home Solutions is also part of a larger ecosystem, and it was really set up and designed to give back to the communities.
Yes.
One of the, because we do this for for-profit too, on a separate, in a different business model.
You have two models.
And yeah. One of the things that's really great about the nonprofit, and especially in the personal franchise arena, is that there's a lot of people out there that jump into business, especially these internet businesses, that jump in excitement and the ability to think that they want money and money's going to come, only to find out 4 or 5 weeks later, gosh, Coral, that was the wrong business. I really didn't want to get into this business. I got in for the wrong reasons, and they just let it sit there, and they do nothing with it. And sometimes some of these businesses cost them $500, $1,000 to start.
Yeah, so you educate people about how to avoid those kind of mistakes, right?
We do. But unfortunately, the way the internet is and how people have, it's kind of funny. You used to go up to the, what do they call those, the encounters, the impulse buys?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to see people impulse buying these businesses because they go, oh, it's only $500 and I can make $10,000. Oh, I'll buy it. And they do.
Yeah.
And it's sit there. Same thing with some motivational stuff. People will spend, gosh, I remember a couple years ago, on stock buying and all kinds of stuff, motivational tools, they'll spend $4,000 on it. They take it home, they put it on the shelf, and it does nothing with it. One of the reasons why we set up Home Solutions Institute was that we would be able to allow people to donate those businesses to us. And what we can do is we can take that business, and if we can find a veteran, a senior, or somebody that's disabled that has a passion in that business, then we can actually take something that's doing nothing and do great things with it.
Uh-huh.
So, for instance, Coral, if I was doing retail therapy on the internet and I purchased a relationship marketing, network marketing kind of business that maybe their product is vitamins, and they're great vitamins. I really like them, but I didn't like doing the requirements for that business, or that I didn't take that much, or I found out I didn't even like telling people I took vitamins, or, you know, you learn a lot of things if you just jump in and you don't do due diligence, which is actually what part of the Home Solutions Institute program helps you to learn how to do due diligence. So let's say I have another business that I engaged in that I like much better, and so I can donate my vitamin business to Home Solutions Institute, and then hopefully through, as the database grows, as the community gets larger, as things evolve, then there'll be someone who is looking for a business who can be set up into that business as a donated business. Is that correct, Andy? I have that kind of right, correct?
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And see, sometimes the person that's receiving the business, they'll be passionate about, you use the example, vitamins, but we can use that business as an incubator. Remember that when we started off the conversation early in the interview, is we can use that business to teach them the general business skills they need to acquire. And once they get through running the business for a year, they learn how to do all the things we talked about, setting up a checkbook, doing sales and marketing, running the books, getting a joint venture partners. at the end, of course, there's a goal to make money, and they're making money. They can say, you know what? That wasn't that hard. And that could be just a step one to their next step two. So maybe they continue to take the money from that business and continue to grow it on the side, and then go to do something that's now their new passion and start a whole new business.
What? Our passions can change?
I can't
believe that. Oh,
my. Okay, I have something to throw into the loop. What if from the beginning your passion is to have a group of people that you know that will do the bartering kind of business based not on money? How would you educate that person?
I mean, the business tools and the business skills to run any business are the same one. So they should be identical. I don't know if I'm answering the question, but if they had a passion to run a business like that, I mean, there's many of them out there that are run that way, either on time or credits or all kinds of things. But we would show them how to set that business up properly and how to run it.
Well, that's interesting.
I was a member of the Barter Connection in Santa Cruz, which was a business that operated here for 15, 18, 20 years. And I was a member for a large part of that. And what I mean, there were fantastic businesses in a wide variety, everything from singers and artists to hotels and restaurants and, I mean, everything. Plumbers, it didn't matter. Every walk of life was participating in the Barter Connection, and we did barter our businesses, but it was great. And the administration that had to oversee how that functioned was huge. That's one thing that I saw, is because all that still has to go through a specific something.
All right, you got to have a big, large system behind it to manage all that.
Right. So again, like if I was brand new in business, period, and I came to Home Solutions Institute and said I wanted to start that, probably I would be encouraged to incubate a small business and get the ropes down a little bit, just at the home base level and communication, internet, bookkeeping, checkbook running, talking to people, negotiating with people, and then move it to the next step of fulfilling my dream. So sometimes these passions and dreams, they're awesome and they might change the planet, and they don't often happen just overnight.
No, and you're exactly right. And you said it great, Christine. That's really what we do. We'd actually guide them to a low cost of entry franchise to show them how to run a business, get them up to speed, and then for something like that, we probably guide them to score someone that has the skill set to do that, because that's a much larger business.
Right.
Would you explain that a little further? Guide them to a larger business?
No, that's not what he said. He said that once you learn the incubation skills, once you had the incubated business part down and you were fairly functional, if you were still pursuing that dream, and we're talking about it, establishing an actually full-on barter business among retail and service type of thing, Home Solutions Institute, the organization itself, the advisors, the mentors, the tools and resources within would eventually probably guide you to SCORE or to the Small Business Administration, but something that has a larger perspective, pool of resources and more experience, because that's a larger business than just a home-based internet business or a small personal franchise.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, stuff is really focused on the small. We just want to be their step one, their baby step into business. We want them to believe in entrepreneurialism and teach them that. But we want to teach them through baby steps. When they get out, they're not afraid anymore.
So I'm hearing over and over again that you're interested in helping people with the incubation stage through a low-cost entry type of home business, mostly online, using a computer and the websites, and being able and being acclimated to that kind of approach so that they're not afraid to go further if they need or want.
Yeah.
That's great. I was visiting with Coral on the telephone yesterday, and she says, well, I'm just going to be, like, come from not knowing and be someone that you really want to learn and educate today. And so it's great. She's really coming from that, I don't really know what you're talking about, and so I want to feel my way through it and ask questions. You're doing awesome job, Coral. The Home Solutions Institute, I just want to tell the all the people out there listening at homesolutionsinstitute.org, is really a magnificent web-based community of people. There are tools and resources and books and guides, and it's really incredible what has been put together over all these years, and it's up and live and happening now on the internet. And you know, I want to thank you, Andy, for helping initiate this project onto the planet, into the service of other people, and also for being here with us on the radio today. That's pretty cool.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah,
and one last question. I did have your website open, and it's not at the moment, and I wondered if going online, if a person would be able to go to the homesolutions.org?
Nope, no, homesolutionsinstitute.org.
Almost had it. If they would be able to anonymously ask a question, email it, and not sign their and sign up and give a lot of information out.
Yes, I believe on the Connect with Us, there is an editor at homesolutionsinstitute.org where they can send those questions.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right. I'm going to just one more time tell the readers and the listeners that we have this open house coming up next Thursday on the 24th from 5 to 8 in Scotts Valley, California.
A week from today in Scotts Valley.
Yeah, really. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Scotts Valley, California at 230 Mount Hermon Road, Suite 211 in the Kings Village Plaza. And then also on the 26th, which is Saturday from 10 until 12, and there'll be a professional photographer there if you want to have a really nice photo taken of yourself to post up on a social networking sites or use on business cards or send to your grandpa at Christmas. And that's a $40 charge for that. It will be digitalized, so you can use it on the internet easily. And the proceeds go to all the programs that Home Solutions Institute is serving the community with.
And otherwise, you can go and meet Christine, is that right?
Yep, I'll be
there. Meet Andy.
And many more of us.
And have a good time and ask questions.
That's right.
We'd love to meet new people.
That's right.
Okay, any one last question, call our station here at 831-469-3119. Or else call Andy's number for homesolutionsinstitute.org at 831-216-3119. 1075. And I'd like to thank Christine Jones.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
And I'd like to thank Andy Van
Baylor.
Thank you again. And this has been Cosmos Cruzmos Show. And unless there's last thoughts, I'd like to say thank you to our guests.
All right.
Great. So, thanks, everyone.
So thank you, Andy.
And have a great day.
We'll see you.
Okay, everyone be well.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hi. So I've been talking with Christine, and she is graciously here. Would you like to say anything more, or is that all we're going to do on this?
Oh, gosh. I get a chance to talk again. Well, it's always everything I do in my life is educational. So it's educational to be here in the radio station with you, Coral. It's educational.
Oh, thank you. I need all that.
Oh, and you know, I just love you. I've known Coral for a really long time, and I think she's a magnificent person. It was very educational for me to, I am a mentor and an advisor for homesolutionsinstitute.org. However, learning to speak about it eloquently and from a perspective that you could actually understand what it is I want to convey to you is still a learning experience for me. So today was really good in that arena. I'm very excited about the open house that's coming up. And I'm on a step. I mean, this whole process is really, for me, similar to a business incubation. I'm just learning as I go, learning to work with the other people in the community of people that are involved in Home Solutions Institute. Everyone's on a volunteer basis. And sometimes that's challenging. I've been logistics coordinator, so doing my life and having a son in high school and being logistics coordinator for the open house has been exceptionally challenging for me, actually. One of those at a time would be good. But anyway, so I just thank all of you for listening, and I hope that you learned something from us today. And that's the last I have to say about that. Thank you, Coral.
And I am very impressed that you are coordinating and you're volunteering, and that I advocate this because of having known you, Christine, for many years, half our age almost. I'm not quite sure, but that... callers, the line's open now at 427-3772 to ask Christine any question you might have. And here's a call right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hello, this is Free Radio. Hi. Hi there, Charlie. Okay, you wanna put that over the air? Have you listened to anything on the subject of the show, or do you like to just go on and announce it now? Okay, hold on 1 second. I'll put it on. Just a minute. Okay, and I'll say au revoir and goodbye to Christine, and we have a PSA announcement over the air coming on.
All right,
shortly.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Go ahead, Charlie.
Santa Cruz Wham Fest 09. Medical Marijuana Hemp and Music Festival. Love grows here. It's happening September the 26th, noon to 5. And the bands that are going to be there are Jason Bond and the committee, the Century 13, Reefer Band, Blues Band, and Paige Brown. Sidetrack.
That's the Wham Fest on the 26th.
And there's still opportunity to get a vendor. You can get one at a reasonable price, but pretty.
And what's the phone number?
The phone number is 425-0580.
Okay, 425-0580, WhamFest, right. September 26th.
WhamFest, August, September the 26th.
And Charlie, do you want to announce anything about any shows you're going to be having on community television?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a show. It seems at this time it's scheduled. The show is going to be on the flu pandemic. Is it really as bad as they say it is?
Oh, that's excellent. When will that be?
That'll be on the 27th.
Okay.
Day after Wham Fest.
Oh, all right.
So, we want to get Wham. Well, I can send you an email.
Yeah.
And
okay.
That would be better so people would be.
You could.
To their attention.
Yeah, you could send a press release or email to Free Radio here, if you would like. You could also send one.
Free Radio, Santa Cruz, or Freak Radio, SantaCruz.org, isn't it?
Yeah, go to FreakRadio.org, and they'll tell you if there's a place to put your email. Leave a message.
How you doing, Carl?
Doing really good. And I'm glad you're listening, Charlie and Betsy. I mean, I like to know who the listeners are and that people are calling in when they do.
Yeah, I'm living on the west side now, so I have to come see it sometime.
Okay, I'd be happy to.
You say hi to
we are on the air, and so...
Hi, Carl.
Hi there, Betsy. You have a show too, don't you?
Yeah, I got a kitty show now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're sending the teddy bears to Mars this Saturday.
That's great.
Yeah.
Have you heard any of a show that was just happening here today?
I don't know what you mean.
I'm on the air right now, so I just wonder if you're listening and if you had any question for Christine, who's here, for HomeSolutionsInstitute.org. Just checking.
Oh, no, we're not listening to it right now. Sounds interesting, though.
Yeah, if you go to that website, HomeSolutionsInstitute.org, it helps if you need to start a business without having to put any money into it. It's a nonprofit. They'll just give you advice and they'll guide you along. And no matter what your interest is, they'll help you find your passion if you need one, or you know, or if you're into TV and to media, they could probably give you some pointers about what to do. I mean, just in general way. There's an open house on the 24th and the 26th. And the phone number you can call for more info is 831-216-1075.
1075 Home Solutions.
Yeah, the
Institute.
And the open house happening.
.org. And the open house is?
September 24th and September 26th each day. There's two of them.
Okay, and that was her name was Joanne that's on your show right now?
Christine.
Oh, Christine.
Christine Jones. And
well, sounds cool. I'm going to look that up.
That's great. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Right. I'm going to say bye-bye. Okay.
So, well, sounds like you got quite an interesting show.
It was very interesting, and maybe it'll get played again. And yeah, if you have any more questions, I can talk to you off the air, I guess, because we spent...
Yeah, my show was, I ran this one on the last show's going up. It's they've got a website down at the station. It's called Santa Cruz Community TV, and you can go to Voices from the Village. Yeah.
Voices from the Village,
shows.
Yeah. Okay.
You did a show with Transition, and that was good. When the last show was on Iran. And
all right.
Steven Zuni. That's playing now. It should be playing.
Okay. I'm gonna
professor from Cabrillo.
All right.
Middle East.
That's really
so
good.
Thanks a lot.
And I'll probably call you off the air and talk more. Yeah. Okay, that was a long-time listener, long-time media professional, Charlie Phillips, and Betsy, his partner. Okay, so I'm saying ta-ta, and thanks for listening to Cosmos and Cruzmos, and be sure to keep it dialed in here at 101.1 FM, freakradio.org.